USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump signs phase one of a U.S. trade deal with China in hopes of ending the tit-for-tat tariff war that's been going on between the United States and China.
Today we take a momentous step, one that has never been taken before with China, toward a future of fair and reciprocal trade as we sign phase one of the historic trade deal between the United States and China. Together we are righting the wrongs of the past and delivering a future of economic justice and security for American workers, farmers, and families.
National Economic Council Director Larry Kudlow says the White House will unveil more tax cuts this year. Kudlow tells CNBC they will be directed at middle America.
Tax cuts 2.0 to help middle-class economic growth, that's still our goal.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The Russian government, including its prime minister, is resigning, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The TASS news agency reporting that Prime Minister Dmitry Medvedev is stepping down as changes to the Constitution have been proposed, and among those proposals, Parliament getting more powers. And Russian President Vladimir Putin wants a national referendum on the changes. He's currently only able to serve two consecutive terms as the nation's president. Medvedev had served as president from 2008 to 2012, as Putin was forced to step aside because of those term limits.
Three people are in custody after trying to bring a live mortar round onto Joint Base Pearl Harbor. Security stopped the car with three occupants last night that was not authorized on the base. The Honolulu Star-Advertiser is reporting they were then asked to turn around. The guards smelled marijuana and a possible explosive device in plain sight. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The House has finally sent two articles of impeachment to the Senate. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says President Trump blatantly violated his oath of office.
When the President of the United States has said Article 2 says I can do whatever I want, that's a monarchy. That is not a republic that we pledge our allegiance to every single day.
Speaking on the House floor, Pelosi also says whatever the outcome in the Senate, the American people deserve a fair trial that includes witnesses and new relevant documents. With an update on the six Democrats who debated in Iowa on Tuesday night, here's USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
Former Vice President Joe Biden was asked, "Are you prepared for the insults you will face debating President Trump?"
I am prepared for that. Look, I've been the object of his affection now more than anybody else in this state. I've taken all the hits he can deliver, and I'm getting better in the polls.
Mayor Pete Buttigieg.
This is our one shot to defeat Donald Trump, and to do it by such a big margin that we send Trumpism into the dustbin of history, too.
Meantime, President Trump rallied supporters in Milwaukee, which is the site of the Democratic National Convention.
They say, okay, he's building the wall, but Mexico didn't pay. Mexico will pay, and here's the thing. It'll come out. We'll do it sometime during the debate or maybe before our debate, the real debate that people are going to watch. That people are going to watch because nobody's watching.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.